Well, first of all, I'd say it was a bit tight. What was it? 2 ounces of cheese, 2 ounces of butter, 1/4 of margarine, 1/2 pound of sugar. More often than not, you finished up with honey in your tea to stretch it. You go round to Weeks's, hoping to get a pie. Someone would come and say, quick, pies round Weeks's. By the time you got there, you was past Frank Cooper's old marmalade factory, and by the time you got there, you come out with one. Oh, by gum, when you do think of those days, coal was rationed, coal light. Then it was, no, what would I say about the meat line? Spam, you had it nearly coming out your ears. My goodness, ever I remember that. Horrible stuff. Then it would be awful. You'd tear up the town, Grimley Hughes's, Twinings in Queen Street, you went from one to the other. And during that time, I was in the factory, in the cartridge case factory, and we did from two till 10 one week, from 6 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. So when we had a free morning, we was up there looking around for everything that was going, and at night, well, we'd had it. By the time the tea had run out at home, we couldn't get to work quick enough to get a cup of tea, which had been cooking all night with the men on the night work. Oh, by gum, when you look back, and you know, my sister-in-law and I, we got so damn browned off with it all, we bought 6 chickens each, Rhode Island and Black Lagoon. We rode all the way on cycles up to Eddington Quarry because we'd seen some wire was advertised. When we got there, it was gone. We eventually finished up with some wire from Iffley Road. We made the chickens hatch, and eventually we bought preserving pans to put the eggs in, which we did because you were only allowed 2 eggs at the time. Anyway, we got these eggs, and then we both took on an allotment.